This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For another edition of Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken practices in his own clinic called Lake Cardiology. Strangely enough, it's by a lake in Mount Dura, Florida. And so that's where the Lake Cardiology comes from. Right there is a quaint, New England community. It kind of feels a little New England-y when you're there. And a great place to go get yourself checked out by Dr. Ken, one of the country's preeminent. Is that the right word, cardiologist? Preeminent. What is pre? Pre means before. Why aren't you just an eminent cardiologist? Why would you be a preeminent cardiologist? Huh?
It's your words. I had no coaching, so I'll let you decide.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. So let's get at it. COVID, and more COVID. We have three or four things to pursue here with regard to COVID research that's been done. If you're new to the program, this program airs around the country every week on a lot of great radio stations that carry the Good Day program and the American Family Farmer. The here and now of it is that Ken is someone that I came in contact with quite a long time. Was it 17, 18 years ago, right? How long ago was it that we first came into connection?
And it's been about 17 years.
Is it 17 years? Yeah. Yes. And this often happens when I meet somebody that I think is very good, very interesting. I figure a way to get them onto the radio. And so on we go with that. Many people still obviously talking about COVID and what the long-term effects are of COVID. So there's a study out. Ken reviews all of the things that are coming from the various associations, the medical groups, Heart Association, the journals that publish findings of studies. And so this one has to do with the loss of taste and smell. What about getting your taste and your smell back again? How's that working?
Well, let's start off with some good news, Doug. The good news is that it took as long as 2 years, but nearly 9 out of 10 people who reported a loss of smell or taste from mild cases of COVID-9, this was pre-Omicron, completely recovered. So there's really hope for just about everyone who lost their taste or smell from COVID-19.
All right. So I have somebody that works for me on my farm, and she actually it's a husband and wife, male-female combination. They both had it, lasted about a week. I think I may have said something about it last week because they were just getting the experience, so starting with it. And she said the first thing that happened to her, she thought she just had a summer cold and she lost her smell and taste. And I said, nope, you have COVID. And then her husband came down with the same sort of thing, and he's never sick. He's a big horse, great for the farm, but he was out of it for 2-3 days when he couldn't really. He worked a little, but he didn't work much, and she was the same. So the smell thing, the taste thing, don't kid yourself. Don't try to convince yourself you don't have it, because if you can't smell and you can't taste, you got it. Am I right, Ken?
Well, you are especially right. You are right. The key, though, is with the newest variants of Omicron, it's a lot less common than it was loss of taste and smell with the original variant or with Delta. So it's just a less common finding in the newest variant.
Okay. All right, children might help shield their parents and other adults. How so, from COVID?
Well, remember how you also mentioned last week about how coronaviruses have been around for a long time, and that is correct. They're similar to the cold viruses. It's just that the COVID-19 subvariant or variant has not been around very long. It was first identified in early 2020, maybe as early as late 2019. But the coronavirus, the family that all of these members belong to, is similar to the cold virus. And this is interesting. We find in large studies, parents who have young kids seem to get less of the severe type of COVID-19, the one that kills you, the one that gets you in the hospital. And the theory is that the kids, any of us who have young children, you know, they bring home the colds rapidly and frequently. And the idea is that the kids have hit the parents and the parents develop some immunity. And that's why if you have small kids in your family, you're less likely, not zero likely, but less likely to get severe COVID-19.
Wow. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. That's a very interesting. Yeah. I think that's very enlightening, actually. All right. Next up in the COVID department, 1 in 8 strains of COVID and patients that get some of the original stuff will get it again, or they just keep it. That's one of the things. Is it like pox, like smallpox or Epstein-Barr? Once you get it in your system, it never goes away?
Well, the last report was from the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, and now we go to Lancet. Lancet Journal this week reported that 1 in 8 from the original strain of COVID patients developed long COVID, and that means the symptoms just don't go away after about 3 months. Again, this does not yet look at the frequency of long COVID in Delta and Omicron, because this is still being studied, which are different types of illnesses, even though they're similar, but subvariants and variants of the same virus. It gets very complicated. And whether this long COVID is because of the virus still there or the virus changing the immune system, a lot of that is still being studied.
All right. Coming up next, a conversation about COVID and how you can rebound even if you haven't taken Paxlovid. Ken will explain again the significance of Paxlovid, but it's interesting what I saw in an article about Paxlovid and people who are taking it, people who've got COVID, how do you get out of it, et cetera, et cetera. Yep, we're still in the COVID mode, not for the whole program, but a few more things to report on here, so you'll have food for thought. And there's stuff about food, too, as usual, here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how to keep yourself in optimum health. 35% of the country is officially obese. That's a horrible number. And whether you think if I admonish you, you should be ashamed of yourself, what's the lesson you're presenting for your children, all that sort of thing. Well, there are people who make up their mind they're going to live their life the way they want to. They're going to eat what they want. And so by making that decision, you'll die in your 70s. Because as Ken says, he doesn't know anybody who's in their 80s that's fat. And you know, 90s. There's nobody around. 90s, okay. Get to the 90s.
Males.
Yeah. Well, but you get the gist. The point here is that we've got so many people that are so overweight. And yeah, a lot of people are reacting. It's not about body shaming. It's just about what do you see yourself when you look in the mirror. And if you don't like what you see, then go to toploss.com and check out what the opportunities are, what the availability is, what sort of product. Mostly their big product is Calitrin, although they do have other things in their wheelhouse that you can read about when you go to Top Loss. But basically, if you're on to Calitrin, you're doing great things for your body, mostly helping to keep the weight off that you've worked hard to lose. So for all of the info, including product make, model, and serial number, yeah, pretty simple. It's aloe vera, collagen protein, digestive enzymes. Those are the main ingredients of this product made here in our country. And by the way, when you sign up for it, when you want some, you buy it. When you don't need it, then you don't order it anymore. That's it. Pretty simple. Bottom line is toploss.com is the website. Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, when you check out. You get 90 days free. That's part of the Dog Days of Summer sale. And free shipping as well. That's not the reason to do this. The reason to do all of this stuff with Calitrin is that you'll be successful with your weight loss because of the formula, which is stimulant-free and drug-free. All there for the taking. Check it out at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Four out of five employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. The fact that you can rebound if you haven't had Paxlovid is an interesting reality, but maybe we should, let's talk about both. We've got a couple of minutes here. The results of the Paxlovid, those people who treated, look pretty significant, but there also are people who are okay without it. How is that your own immune system? Where would Paxlovid be more successful than not? What do you think, Ken?
Well, Paxlovid works by inhibiting viral replication. So it has to be used early as the virus is dividing. If it already has divided and gotten throughout your body, it's too late to use Paxlovid. And that's why you get about 10% rebound, because you inhibit viral replication, but you didn't get enough of it, and it starts replicating again when you stop taking it. And that's why there's a bunch of people who advocate it should be not only used for 5 days, but in certain people, 7, maybe 8 days. And that's being reviewed by the FDA as we speak. But you don't need this big gun, which may, although in rare cases, have some adverse effects. The big concern is that it interacts with a lot of medications. The president, when he was on it, he had to come off as Eliquis, that he's on this blood thinner for atrial fibrillation, put him at risk for stroke, and he had to come off his statin, the rosuvastatin, because Paxlovid interacts with tons of medications. And you don't want to use it unless you're at high risk of having severe disease. That means being hospitalized or dying, and that's when it's used. And that's why it was given to President Biden, because of his age and his risk and his history of heart disease. He was at significant risk, and it was an appropriate call.
So there, according to what I'm looking at here, 12% of people who've had COVID that had Paxlovid had a viral rebound anyway. I'd say that was a pretty good stat, right? So that would, you could turn it around, 88% of the people who took Paxlovid didn't have a viral rebound. That is, they pretty much shook it, right? Is that the interpretation I should have?
Well, it was effectively treated. That is correct. And and the question is whether that viral rebound could be diminished by a longer course is now being studied by the FDA. And it wouldn't surprise me if the course is lengthened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, you're better off. But in Paxlovid, as Ken said, dangerous if you're on lots of other drugs.
No,
so that's
I didn't say it's dangerous. It's just not intended for everyone. It depends on your risk of getting severe COVID.
That's the COVID situation. As we continue, we're going to talk about weightlifting and strength training. Lots to come here as we continue discussing your health and well-being from the mind and the research. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, cardiologist from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida.
about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back with Dr. Ken, I'm Dr. Doug, practicing without a license. Ken's got one, and that makes it all legit. You can find Ken for an appointment, by the way. Dial in the office, 352-735-1400. Lots of folks that listen on local stations in Florida love making a beeline for Ken's office because they know from listening to him here, and perhaps they've talked to folks, you know, the great thing about good doctors is there are referrals galore because people are happy to tell you, I love my doctor. So there you go. Dr. Ken at 352-735-1400. All right, what's the story about weightlifting? Is this new? I kind of would have thought that if you're not on drugs, like if you're a weightlifter, a weight user, weight trainer, and you're on steroids or some other things, it's not likely to have as good an impact on you as if you're just using this for strength training and not trying to beef yourself up too much. Is that a way of looking at this?
Wait a second, Doug. The report this week from the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism about weightlifting is specifically for vegans. And this report, while plant-based diet may be associated with lower bone mineral density, and that's a concern when you're on a plant-based diet, an increased risk of fracture, there may be a way to counteract that. And the way to counteract it may be by pumping iron. In this study, vegans who lifted weights or did strength training, they had stronger bones than vegans who only do other forms of exercise aerobics, such as biking or swimming. So if you are on a vegan diet and you have never done strength training, you may want to put in the budget a trainer or find a friend who knows how to do it properly. It's good not to do it on your own if you've never been instructed, and start light and make sure the doctor in general has said it's okay for you to exercise.
There are all kinds of categories of weightlifters, men and women, and you find that there are different groups, and they pay attention to bodies differently. The ones that are all natural, that don't use any drugs, sort of in a different set, if you will, than those who do. So if you're a vegan, though, a lot of people say that you're not eating enough protein, therefore how can you gain muscle? And so this kind of looks at that, as I understand it. It still is good for you no matter what.
So,
this is
Doug,
good for you.
Doug, we're not talking about getting on the cover of Bodybuilder and really bulking up. We're talking about toning up. You do a lot of repetitions of lightweight, and that's what's so good for the heart, for toning, for muscle strength, bone strength. That's the kind of weightlifting I'm talking about.
Right. That's what you do, right?
Correct.
You're in the gym, what, 3 or 4 times a week? And so your body has shown.
Train, don't strain. That's what, train, don't strain.
But then there are those who say, no pain, no gain. So what do you say to them?
I most humbly don't agree, and especially for us non-youngsters, you know, it's train, don't strain.
Yeah, right. Train, don't strain, not no gain. Yeah, well, yeah, have you seen, let's see, people that are our age going to the gym with regular, do you see many people your age at the gym you go to, or are you pretty much it?
All ages. In Florida, there's all ages at the gym, and that's what's so nice, that you get a lot of different people in the gym, and it's a place to be.
Yep. All right. It's also what do they call it now? The new dating bar. There are a lot of people that go to the gym and work out, and they find themselves being attracted to people who are doing the same sort of thing. You hear a lot of that around.
Well, between apps or the gym, are you not going out these days, it seems like.
Right. It's that or nothing, right? 28 past the hour. This is Good Day Health.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House passed a Democrat's $700 billion energy and tax spending bill and sent it to President Biden's desk. Republicans in the House and Senate both opposed the measure, but President Biden approved of the passing of the bill and says it's going to help the American people.
The American people are going to see lower prescription drug prices, lower health care costs, and lower energy costs. And big corporations are finally going to start to pay their fair share.
Millions of Americans on Social Security are likely to get a major bump in benefits next year. Seniors could receive as much as $159 more each month in 2023, thanks to high inflation numbers for July. Analysts are currently projecting an annual cost of living adjustment of about 9%. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Two former U.S. senior officials say China could invade Taiwan within the next 2 years. While appearing on Fox Business, Republican Congressman Michael Walls of Florida says he believes that time is right around the corner.
You could have the strongest military in the world, as the United States still does, but if our adversaries believe that our commander-in-chief is unwilling to use it, then deterrence fails, and they may see this opportunity before the 2024 election.
Beijing's ambassador to Australia said Wednesday that China is refusing to rule out using force to seize control of Taiwan. According to the latest Fox News survey, a record high number of registered voters think life for the next generation of Americans will be worse than it is today. A majority, 70%, say life will be worse for the next generation than it is, up 29 percentage points from July 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With Dr. Ken Krohn, our second half hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, and the evidence that has presented itself this weekend has gone to the research, and the evidence suggests that depression, say it again, Doug, there it is, depression is caused by what, in part?
Well, this may be a revolutionary changing study that is going to have wide impact on the whole field of psychiatry. And I'm not being dramatic. This is a study that was published recently in Molecular Psychiatry by a bunch of medical investigators, medical scientists, clinical investigators at the University College in London, which is an outstanding medical research, clinical research center. And here's the gist of it. It's hard to really thin this down, but after decades of research, Doug, there remains no clear evidence that serotonin levels or serotonin activity are responsible for depression. It suggests that depression is not likely caused by a chemical imbalance and calls into question what antidepressant medications do. This is because most antidepressants are selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which were originally said to function by correcting abnormally low serotonin levels.
So there are a lot of people who take serotonin as a supplement. So is this the suggestion here that you aren't gaining? Is there anything from this that would suggest that you could be hurt by adding serotonin in a supplement?
Well, I'm not telling anyone to come off their medications or to change any of the pharmacology that they're having. This is a study that you need to talk to your psychiatrist and psychologist about. The study did not review the efficacy of antidepressants. The authors in this study, Doug, encouraged further research and advice into treatments that might focus instead on managing stressful or traumatic events in people's lives. such as with psychotherapy, alongside other practices such as exercise or mindfulness, or addressing underlying contributors such as poverty, stress, and loneliness. Here's an important quote in this article. I think it summarizes most of the article, and here it is. Adverse life events appear to play a large role in depression, suggesting low mood is a response to people's lives and cannot be boiled down to a simple chemical equation.
All right. So let's take this a step further with some other research that's been done on whether, you know, if you live alone, you don't have friends, you're lonely. Not only is this a part of your mental well-being, but there's a connection. I'm very much a fan, if you will, of the spirit-mind-body connection. So your mind that feels like it's missing something may, because you are lonely, create a situation where you'll be more at risk for heart attacks. Yeah? Is that you? Do you see that? Do you feel like you're a psychiatrist sometimes when you're talking to some of your heart patient, heart attack patients, or, you know, people that come to you because obviously they have a problem with circulation of their heart? Could it be their head?
Absolutely. I don't know any really good cardiologists who aren't part-time psychiatrists, because the heart is not going to be optimally healthy unless the mental state is. In fact, in Arizona, at the University of Arizona, there's a group of psychiatrists and cardiologists that started a section called cardiopsychiatry, which is how
really
important this is. Yes. And out of the Journal of the American Heart Association is what you're referencing, Doug. They made a statement from the American Heart Association that social isolation and loneliness put people at a 30% higher risk of heart attack, stroke, or death from either. And so it appears that nearly one-fourth of American adults age 65 and older, Doug, are socially isolated, and as many as 47% may be lonely. The risk only rises with age due to retirement and widowhood.
Wow. That's some for as we age, something to think about for sure. All right, let's see here. Wait a minute. We got to do something about monkeypox, as much as I think that this is one of the most outrageous. This is a national outrage, the fact that New York and California declared monkeypox a health emergency. The government here is declaring the same thing. I just find this outrageous. It is very upsetting to me that we are suckered into yet another scare tactic. Oh, look out! We're all going to get monkeypox and die. So you want to go through every week, it's worth repeating, who gets it, who should worry, and who shouldn't, Ken?
Well, let's put it into a little perspective, because this week it got even larger, the warning, because the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary, Xavier Becerra, actually has declared monkeypox a national health emergency.
Oh, my God.
The numbers, there have been about 6,700 confirmed cases of monkeypox in America, and it seems like most of it is in gay and bisexual men. It doesn't seem at this point, from what we know, to be sexually transmitted, but it occurs by touch, by close physical contact, that's prolonged physical contact. It's not in the air, and it's not only been bisexual or homosexual men, because there have been a few cases in children or in women. And I'll tell you, right now, I think for most, unless you're in those subgroups of individuals, it's not much of a risk to you. But the concern is, remember HIV. Doug, you grew up in the HIV era, and originally HIV was just this small, isolated virus that only affected homosexual and bisexual men. Sounds very similar. But this virus, the thing is that men don't only have sex with men, and that HIV then went more and more into the general population. And I think
there were needles, though. To be fair, Ken, the needles were a big problem.
Right. Well, wait a second. But this doesn't take a needle. This seems to take prolonged contact.
No, but that's the HIV thing was more spread by needles, from what I remember, than it was.
It was more spread by also people having sex with just not homosexuals, and that's where this potentially could get out into the general public, because men don't only have sex with men, and that's the concern. And it's a very painful illness. You talk to some of the guys who've had this, and it's severely painful. And hopefully this will provide some of the treatment and vaccines well distributed. But for most who are not in this subgroup, I think the risk is relatively low. But the big concern that I have is that it spreads like HIV did to the rest of the public.
Well, are the people who have HIV, I guess the follow-up question here is, if you have had HIV, are you, because that's an immune system problem, are you more likely to get monkeypox?
Well, I don't think that has yet been studied enough to make that association. This monkeypox virus in America is a new variant of monkeypox. And, you know, these are things that, stay tuned, will be studied. And HIV is a virus, and it was spread. And that's the concern here, because if they don't jump on it and it does break out as HIV did, because remember, HIV in the early 80s was just in a few subgroups in a few cities. It reminds me so much the early days of HIV as the early days of monkeypox.
Mm-hmm. All right. One final question about this, and that's TPOX. About TPOX, that's a monkeypox treatment drug. Not very easily obtainable, apparently, but it seems to do the trick if you can get a hold of it, right?
Right. The good thing about monkeypox is that in most people it's not fatal. It's just incredibly painful. Yeah. And that the TPOX is one of the treatments, and the hope, even though, you know, it's a nuisance to you, they're making these national health emergencies, this is what's going to get more effort to get these drugs made and distributed. And as I said, it's an enormously painful illness that is, seems to not be, in most cases, lethal.
Next up, a focus on the Alzheimer's disease that you, the side of it you may not know about. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix bad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. So let's talk a little about how one's social life. And I wonder if this is an age thing, Ken, or is it ageless as to how it creates I think the proper term is a buffer against Alzheimer's. If you have an active social life, that means you're connecting with people, right? So if you are a hermit, are you more likely to get Alzheimer's than if you are active as physically? But it sounds like the social life is that physical or is it conversational or both?
Well, according to the study published this week in Neurology, basically true to all the things you said, it seems like people's education, their jobs, and their social life, whether they participate in clubs, religious groups, sports, or artistic pursuits, or volunteer their time, all of this may help protect their brain from cognitive declines, the ability to remember, the ability to think. And this was studied more. Usually we look at people 65 and older, but I think that it doesn't, it only helps to start earlier and it keeps the mind active, young, and this is just a good idea to keep your brain stimulated. So it appears that a good active social life just is helpful to delay, limit, prevent Alzheimer's.
All right, so that's good news.
Good news.
Okay, your diet and what it produces, and if you eat the right stuff, what it reduces. What do we have here?
Some very helpful, practical information, Doug, from the Mayo Clinic proceedings this week. And if anybody listening has ever had a kidney stone, you know that that was probably the worst pain you ever had in your life. And you would do almost anything within reason to not go through that again. And the Mayo Clinic, looking at thousands of their patients, have come up with some helpful advice. And again, published this week in the Mayo Clinic proceedings on how to dramatically lower your risk of having kidney stones. So imagine this diet. The cornerstones of the diet includes eating plenty of foods that contain potassium, as well as a few servings of low-fat dairy daily to get enough calcium. High potassium foods and fruits and vegetables that can help include bananas, oranges, grapefruits, apricots, mushrooms, peas, cucumbers, zucchini, and melons such as cantaloupe and honeydew.
That's all fiber stuff, right?
High potassium fruits and vegetables and a few servings of low-fat dairy to get your calcium. It's about potassium and calcium. Again, if you have kidney problems, watch the potassium-high foods. But for those of us with otherwise functioning kidneys, potassium and calcium.
All right. Taking low-fat dairy products is a waste of time and effort. We'll talk about that as we continue. Questions for Dr. Ken up next.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time now for Dr. Ken Kronos of Lake Cardiology down in Montura, Florida, to help us with medical questions that sometimes you submit. Sometimes I find these questions online. Sometimes they are answers to some of the research that Ken does, all here appropriately at the behest of Dr. Ken Kronos, who is one of America's top cardiologists, but he's also just a great inspiration when it comes to your own medical issues. So if you want a good time, call 352-735-1400. Dr. Ken will give you a good time, whether in person or telemedicine. All right, so the business about diet and what happens to your body, there's pretty obvious reasons for you to eat a good diet. I don't think that's a question. I saw something this week which I felt was right up your alley, a report on bananas and how bananas are very good, especially for colon cancers, but also as a limiting point. The more bananas you eat, apparently, the healthier your body is when it comes to certain cancers. So is that true, do you think, of other? We hear about turmeric all the time and how good that is to ward off cancer. It just maybe points to more eating natural foods and don't do processed foods, period, right? Because most of the processed foods cause the cancers that we have.
We know that bananas are a good, healthy source of potassium, in general. It's a good food. It's one of the starchy fruits. And whether it actually protects people from some of these elevated risks of inherited cancers, which I think is what you saw, which was published recently from England, you know, maybe, and I think more study is needed for there. And if you want to eat a banana a day and you have normal kidney function, that's fine.
So bananas aren't good for your kidneys? Maybe?
I'm not sure. Well, we know that bananas and higher potassium fruits and vegetables are good for preventing kidney stones. But there's a difference if you just have actually that your kidneys are not functioning well. You know, we all get a creatinine measured in our routine lab each year, and that measures the function. And if you have high creatinine, you want to stay away from high potassium foods because your kidneys are just not working. Having a stone in the circulation in your kidney is a little bit different than the actual kidneys themselves not working properly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's a story from a splash park down in Florida somewhere where 21 people have Shigella bacteria. Okay, so I guess the first question is Shigella bacteria something like Salmonella, Listeria, E. coli? Is this something new? I've never heard of Shigella bacteria before. And I wonder, because last week we were talking about Legionnaire's disease showing up someplace. So is that just, I mean, there's so much stuff around, Ken. How do you keep up with, or do you? Can you keep up with all these various viruses and bacterias?
Yeah, Shigella is somewhat similar to Salmonella, but it causes shigellosis, which you probably heard of, and this causes diarrhea, sometimes bloody diarrhea, fever, and stomach cramps, and it's just another bacteria in this group of gastrointestinal products that you can get just from you don't want to hear, you know, I don't want to gross out the whole audience how you get this.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. August is National Breastfeeding Month. Human mothers, well, mammals in general, produce baby milk. Breast milk has always been very important to the health and well-being, right? Have we always breastfed? That's how babies come into the world. That's their natural state to look to nuzzle up and to, whether I'm thinking about my cows on the farm, calves born, drop to the ground, first thing it does is go look for its mother's milk.
Absolutely. Nature has provided a very excellent source of transferring a lot of healthy immune factors. And again, moms should not be feeling overly pressured, because if you can do this, it's a wonderful thing. But there are a subset of mom and child, it just doesn't work, and I don't want to make the moms who can't get this done feel horrible, but if it works out, it's a wonderful thing. I know I was breastfed. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I guess the more people who are breastfed, the less likely there is to be a problem because of all the nutrition that comes from breastfeeding. So there it is, August, National Breastfeeding Month. You're listening to Good Day Health at 59 past the hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.